The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. I'm trying to be measured here. If not, I am going to lose my mind. It is Tuesday, the 18th day of December 2018. And folks, I've come to a conclusion here. Life in this country anymore is like the difference between a surreal world and reality. And nothing is functioning the way it's supposed to. People are not functioning the way they're supposed to. And it seems like we got a bunch of, it's not dead people walking, these are dream walkers. It's like a dissociation from reality. People are just not acting normally, or normally what you used to think was normal for people in daily interaction. Dan Sutterfield is, bless his soul, he's trying to get over some money so we can make payroll this week. So he goes to Wally World, and he says, you can pick it up at Wally World, here's the number. I'm thinking, okay, good, this is going to be easy. Okay, number one, it's Christmas time. Number two, I hate going to Wally World for one reason. It's like a construct of an alien race, and the alien race tries to duplicate a human setting. That's Walmart. It's not real. It's screwed up. It looks kind of normal, but it really isn't. So standing there, now they got new money services there. You used to have to go to customer service. Well, they started a new money service where you could send money and they charge you $2 or $3 transaction, whatever. There's four registers and there's only one person there. And when you've got people sending money and whatever else, it's detailed and they got to show this and show that. Well, I don't have a driver's license. I walk up here and says, driver's license, I don't have one. Well, you can't do any I said, I'm not driving a car. I'm here to pick up money. Well, who sent the money? And who are you? And I said, here's my passport. Well, we need something with your address on it. I said, I don't have anything on me with my address. I said, who the hell else is going to show up here? This name, I'm in your computer. I can tell you who sent the money, where he's from. So, well, after all of this, I'm sorry, the system is locked up and it won't let me transact anything. Well, I called Dan and I said, Dan, I said, I was told that you have to call the number on the receipt that they gave you. And, they didn't tell me anything other than the system will not let us do anything. So he called them. Oh, well, they had a national scam alert. All these terminals and all the Wally Worlds across this country, and who knows, probably around the world, who the hell knows, was down because, well, they got hacked. It was a hack warning, so they shut everything down. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but what we're being sold here is a continual stream of safe, we got to keep you safe, 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 safe. I actually watched a Wounded Warriors commercial, and I hope they pull this damn thing because here's people that have lost limbs. I lost a leg, and I would do it again to protect my country, to keep it safe and free. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, wait a minute, have you all lost your damn minds? First of all, we got a Wounded Warrior Project because the government can't take care of the people that they're turning into hamburger. No. So here they come with the selling people that, you know, it's a good thing that people, and they had them say it to the last man and woman, and I lost a leg, and I would do it again. And I would, and the next person, I would do it again. Really? Really? You would do it again. You being in the Middle East, seeing exactly what you're doing, and you're going to tell me you've lost a limb and you would turn around and do it again? Let me save the government the money of shipping your butt all over the planet. Just step up here and I'll fire up my chainsaw. Now that sounds kind of raw and raucous, but I am sick and tired of the freaking propaganda that we're bombarded with. Security? Have you noticed, folks? They got layer after layer after layer of security. I don't care if you're dealing with a bank. I don't care if you're dealing with some kind of online services. Your passcodes and passwords, I've got so many of them, they're leaking out of the orifices on my body. And the more stuff that goes into the cloud, the less safe and secure you are. So they're trying to tell you that we're going to heap more stuff on you to keep you safer. And the more that this goes on, the less safe you really are. Because the companies that whatever platform you're on, whether you're using Google, Facebook, Instagram, I don't give a damn what it is. People are gleaning this information and they're selling it off. To say nothing, to make no mention of the federal government and them leaning on these companies to give them everything they've got on you. There is no justifiable reason for this. We have put up with this crap, and now they're only making it worse. And now what they're demonstrating after all this security and all this layered crap, things are worse than ever. Give me cash back. Let me throw my freaking cell phone out the window. Bring back, if you have to, bring back pagers. That's as technologically advanced as I want to get. Holy cripe, where's the Tylenol? You know, folks, it's surreal. I opened up a new account. Not like Chase, this was a credit union. And for the first month, every damn time I logged in there, I had to answer security questions. Well, no, I already gave my password and passcode, and every page that I went to and every step on their website, we got to do a security check. We got to do a security check. And then, with our advertiser, Extendivite, they pay for their advertising on this network every month, and we're greatly appreciative of that. And I get the check, and I take it to the credit union. Oh, well, we've got to send it out, and it has to be processed. Okay. How long is that going to take? Well, maybe 7 to 10 days. Oh, really? All right. 30 days later, still nothing. It's a damn check. It's not for $1 zillion. It's not for $1 million. It's a check in Canadian funds. I'm sorry, it was in U.S. funds. It was a Canadian bank. 30 days. And then finally, I walked in there and I said, look, somebody is shuffling paperwork and we're in this circle jerk of a paper circle here. They just keep handing it and it keeps looping around. Somebody needs to grab the paperwork, make a decision, and either reject it or make that damn check good. Well, that's all it took. Magically, the next day, it was done. But folks, I mean, seriously, we got the U.S. military still butchering people in the Middle East. For what reason? Who the hell even knows anymore? I don't ask anymore because they'll just give you some cooked-up version of why we're continuing an 18-year war over there. I got wounded warriors telling me, oh, I got my leg blown off and I would do it again. Have you all gone mad? Have you all gone stark freaking crazy? I mean, seriously, folks, this is like the netherworld. It is a world somewhere shadowy and not quite definable, and then here's reality with sharp lines and contrast and colors and everything looks normal. But it ain't. It's not. Oh, and for Steve that's listening to the program today, this is a Mr. Claus story just for you. So after being, I couldn't go to the bank. The bank had already closed because I'm waiting in Wally World's line only to be told that the cyber cloud has crashed and we can't help you. I go, okay, I'm running out of time here. I got to grab something to eat. A little hypoglycemic. I'm starting to vibrate. Okay, go to McDonald's. Give me a Big Mac meal. Sub the coffee or sub the soft drink with a coffee. Okay. And I said, special order on this. I said, put two extra pieces of beef on that Big Mac to make up for the beef that y'all took out of it and then overcharged. Well, the girl rings it up and it's $9.76. I looked at her and I says, that ain't right. Now, communication is a very important thing. When you're in retail, I don't give a damn if you're selling hamburgers or shoes. I don't care if you work at Wally World or the Netherworld, whatever. The communication between human beings. We speak English. We have syntax. We have thought process. And generally, it never used to be that hard to communicate with individuals. Well, I'm standing there incredulously in front of this woman, and I said, do you have a manager? She said, I am the manager. I'm going, oh, God. So I called over a kid in a white shirt with a tie on and looked like he should have been manager, rather than the non-communicative person standing behind that cash register. And instead of her telling me, well, look, the guy walked over and he says, well, McDonald's raised prices about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. And I said, really? Raise prices? I said, so for $5 for a Big Mac meal or whatever it is, I got to pay an extra $5 for a couple of pieces of lousy beef on there to make up for the beef you people no longer put on? Is that the idea? Yeah. I said, it's $9.76. I said, this is rivaling sit-down restaurant-type prices. It's crazy. It is absolutely nuts. We got a Federal Reserve out there, folks, that is getting ready tomorrow. You know, they were all hoping, they were giving to the wish list. The Fed Reserve, you know, they may not hike interest rates. But then it looks like they might. And you know what? That's going to put a kink in the U.S. economy. They'd better not do that. Well, they kept the interest low to serve their own purposes, to loan money to each other for next to nothing. Well, guess what you got in your savings? Or anything else, you got next to nothing. So there was no investment capital in these 10 years since they created the ripoff in the first place. And here we go. So there's no money for credit or purchases out there. The economy is slowing down. Everything is piling up. Durable goods, homes, everything else. We're sliding into the crap hole here of the universe. And they want to raise rates tomorrow. And I'm sitting there and I'm grinding my teeth and I'm going, what in the hell would this world look like without the money masters and the taxation on their property that they're gratefully allowing you to use? These people, a private corporation, for God's sakes, is controlling this entire country. Have people lost their minds? I'm going to blow a fuse here this afternoon. It's one of those days, folks, where generally patience is the call of the day. And I was that, and then it kept building and building and building and didn't get any better. I mean, come on, to be a manager at a McDonald's restaurant, you can't give somebody a better explanation than what you just gave? Well, that's what the register told me to do. I'm going, oh my God. Instead of her saying to me, look, here's the price of what you ordered. That's the normal price. Rather than her saying that, and then here's the end. No, 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 no. She couldn't even do that. I feel like a stranger in a strange land. I don't grok none of this crap. I might as well be from Mars, living on Earth, because I don't recognize where I live anymore. Now, you know what? This might be one great big gigantic ginormous conspiracy. Maybe there are brain skull screwers out there that are actually thinking this sort of thing up and then making it happen. I would like to think that that's the case, but I don't think it is. People are losing touch with reality. They're losing touch with sensibility. They're losing touch with morality, ethics. Anything goes anymore. And it doesn't really matter. Oh, who gives a crap? That's the attitude that I'm seeing. It's pervasive. This is a condition this country has never seen before. And folks, we're only, what, 204, 205 years old? The greatest, fastest built country on the face of the planet ever in human history? The richest, most powerful? And look what we did with all those riches and power. We aggrandized a few. How are you working out there? How are you doing? Are you okay? A couple hundred years into this wonderful experiment called a republic with a law, rule of law, and a constitution, 200 years later, we're sitting around looking at each other going, what in the hell is this? What the hell happened? Do you have that Comey clip? Let me see what you got there. Is that it? That's... Oh, okay. Now, on the Trump issue here. Like him, hate him, love him, can stand him, whatever. He is the president of the United States. And people have been critical, depending on your... And here, I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. Your political philosophy. Okay, now, think about that statement for a minute. What are the political philosophies in this country now? The rule of law doesn't matter. The Constitution is out the window. We'll give lip service as long as it serves our purposes. But as far as you being an American, claiming that there's a rule of law and we're in violation of it, we're just going to ignore you. We're going to pretend like we didn't hear you. And we've done the skirting around any issue that we can. Excuse me, TSA, you touching my junk, okay, going through the airport. If another human being touches me and I tell them don't touch me and they touch me, that is assault. Look it up. But they've got people convinced that, well, we're under threat. We've got to make everything secure. Well, they're making everybody secure, whether you like it or not. Facial recognition, thumbprints, iris scans, it is all going in. It is being rolled out coast to coast, folks. And if you think you didn't have any privacy before, you really ain't got none now. Now, of course, all of this is going to go by way of the cloud. And how secure is anything going to be? A new scam out there, the little Punjabs over there in India are pulling off. I have to buy a new iPhone. And I had to join the cloud. Well, I cut off as many applications to insulate myself as best I can. I'm starting to get calls on my home phone number telling me that there's been a breach in my iCloud on my iPhone. It's not even the iPhone's phone number. It's my home phone number. And of course, it's all a scam. Holy crap, stop this world. I just want to get off. Show me the exit.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Just sometimes. Nobody. Oh, God. Let me just go to the phones. Holy mackerel. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Well, hello, John. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because that's pretty obvious, but I wanted to call to let you know that you're not alone. It's on everybody right now, and it's on, I see it, I'm out and about a little more now that I'm off-season, I'm not working as much, and I see these people go into these situations, and every corporation wants everything from them, and they're just like, oh, whoa, and it's too much, and then people have talked about the yellow vest being contrived or whatever, but the reality is, humans can only take so much, and I hear you that you're pretty close at that point today,
and every once in a while, you know that there are pressure relief valves. Hell, even right. Grandma's pressure cooker had one of those. Remember the sound it used to make?
It was amazing.
Yes, and every once in a while, you have to leave off a little steam. Now, I've made a concerted effort over the past several years to try to rein myself in and control myself. Because throwing emotion into a situation where you need clear, linear, logical thinking, it doesn't help. It really doesn't, with all of the adrenaline flying around. And okay. And I've been priding myself on the fact that I've slowed my roll a little bit. You know, I'll wait a few more seconds before I process and open up my mouth. You know, those sorts of things. Not to make anybody else's life around me any better. It's to make my life better so I can stand myself. Well, all that crap, my friend, went out the window today. All of it. All of it. Jeez.
I had that on Saturday. I had the same kind of day, and I got home and I felt off, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it because I'm pretty clear about who I am, but mm-hmm. I realized I was kind of spiraling into a depression about everything that's going on in this world, and I had to catch myself and say, okay, time out. Take a step back. And so I know you've got a pretty cool vacation coming up that you probably haven't had for a decade.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. Can you imagine how many things can happen between Texas and frickin' Missouri? In the way I'm looking at it right now, I'm on the pessimist side of the street. I used to have I saw the optimist side and I saw the pessimist side. You know, I thought I'll walk down the middle of the boulevard. I won't be too pessimistic. I won't be too optimistic. Pessimist, often surprised. Optimist, you know the deal. Well, I don't even know if that's going to work. And this is the thought, Mike, that hit me. Now, imagine how to keep ourselves under control and functioning. Imagine people that are getting on these SSRIs. They're going to their doctors. They're already scrambled brain. They're going to their doctors, getting the scripts for these SSRIs. It's a wonder half of this population in this country isn't dead on a slab someplace. This is getting, you and I would consider to be normal because we see the world for what it is. We're trying to cope with it. We have those moments, as you recognize. I'm getting a little depressed here. Well, good for you. You recognized it. It's trying to control your own thought processes, of which we all have to do. But imagine the people that are out there that don't have those coping skills and then run for mother's little helper by way of the doctor with a script pad. To get in there and to make your symptoms go away for your depression or your whacked outness or whatever's bothering you, only to find out that you're having out-of-body experience and the cop standing there going, why did you kill your wife with a butcher knife? I did what? This is so surreal.
Well, no, it is. I agree. It is. And I'm thankful every day that I'm not on that other side of it. And I know the line between, what do they say, there by the grace of God go I. Mm. I mean, that line is so fine and it's so thin that we could cross over, and I hope I don't. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Well,
you don't want to hurt anybody.
No. And
I just want to get to Missouri and have a good Christmas.
Well, I know for years and years and years and years, you know, I've tried the other approach. We were gonna saddle up, and by God, we're gonna ride off, and we're gonna straighten this situation. I thought, okay. Not everybody is aware of what's going on, what has been done to them, what structure they're dealing with now. It all looks, as I described it, it's like an alien's version of Wally World. You know, let's do a conventional human setting and see if we can get it right. Well, it kind of looks okay, but there's some major differences, and there's some things that are really off. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. You and I have developed coping skills, or at least we understand when we're standing on that precipice and we're looking over into the deep, dark abyss and there ain't nothing looking back at us. At least we're cognitive and we're sane enough to recognize that. But stay tuned 24 hours. Check back with me later.
Copy that. Thanks, brother.
Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to break. Well, let's throw the phones open today. Are we tired of this crap yet? 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
It's all the company store anymore, folks. Your rights, your permission slip is going to be handed to you by the corporations, and they think there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Okay. But Mike, I can't get my caller screen up. Here's another thing that's not going right today. Hit your refresh on your side, please. I would greatly appreciate it. Just sometimes, folks. I'm sorry, who? Rattlebone in Colorado Springs. Hello.
Yeah, Stadtmüller, wie geht es Ihnen?
Huh?
How are you, Mr. Stadtmüller?
Is that a fake Indian accent?
Indian accent? That's my people, that's your people, that was Deutsch. I called you once before. And you could relate.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Two things I'd like to tell you about is I can so much relate with what you said. And the gentleman from Colorado, too. I don't know what to offer you, sir, except Nancy Reagan's solution to everything was just say no. And
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because the memory, the video spool's going off in my head. Where Ronnie Reagan's doing his drugs for guns thing and running drugs into the country. And Nancy is out there going, just say no. And then they took the program to the little pee screens, the butt screens in the male urinals. Every time I would walk into a bathroom and I would look at that, and I'm going, you know what? This is exactly what I should be doing with this. Peeing on it. God almighty.
I love it. I can really relate, sir. Please keep coming on to your show and expressing these kind of crazy things happening to us. Unfortunately, I had a horrible experience today where somebody was uncomfortable with something that I said. I teased the holy hell out of this little girl to where her boyfriend was going to try to hurt me. You know, so I'm going to be the old boy that's going to go to jail. And, you know, I've been there before, but it ain't no big deal. But I'm not advocating you do that. You have a show. You're super intelligent. And Mike, too, you know, bless his heart, I can really relate to what's happening. And
you know, it's funny, Rattlebone, that you mentioned that, because before my account was shut down at Chase, I always had an argument with one check that would come in from Canada, and they would hold it, and they would hold it. I simply asked her, I said, look, you're the manager here. You know the history.
Right.
Just please cash it. And she looks at me, and she used that phrase, and I about jumped out of my skin. She said, well, I'm not comfortable with doing that. And
I know.
And I looked at her, and about this time, three or four of the employees that weren't seen or heard from are now gathered around her. And I just looked at her, and I said, and you're not comfortable with this? I said, I'm a customer. You're an employee at this damn bank, and I'm telling you I'm frustrated, and you're telling me you're not comfortable?
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. They can get away with stuff like that. I'm a retired RN, so we're stuck. Nobody can do anything. It all ends with us.
Okay, Rattlebone, I didn't know you had that medical background. Do you understand what I'm saying about people's level of frustration? And they're at the breaking point right now. Most of the people can't identify why they're there. Imagine them going to the doctor and getting put on one of these SSRIs and then really losing it.
I think I mentioned SSRI, I believe, on Mike Rivero's show. Those things scare me the most. I think that should be the first question that anybody asks. God forbid if there's going to be any more crazy killings going on, which are the false flags. God forbid, please check those out. And I think we will find out how, you know, if you read the little tile when somebody's being prescribed these things, it says caution. And I had a personal experience with a family member, and it says caution, not studied in adolescence, may cause homicidal ideations, may cause suicidal ideations, may cause this, may cause this. And you go to your God, who in the hell wants to do this for? All I want is this family member was to have some cognitive treatment. I'm believing that, unfortunately, time has gone by so much that younger folks, I'm sorry, I look at them and all I could do was just pray that this guy really wasn't going to come across and hit me. And I, you know, because of protecting girlfriend.
Well, Rattlebone, since I've got my bitch on here today, yesterday, I'm at the credit union, and people are cattle. They will line up in queue, and they'll just stand belly to butt with the next person. They don't pay attention where the line meanders or whatever. Well, this was lined up all the way to the front doors of the building. They had two double doors, a little vestibule there. There were people standing in the vestibule trying to get into the bank. When I looked at the situation, I stepped out of line. I looked at the people and I said, folks, I said, can you kind of shift to the left a little bit? Because there's people that can't even get into the bank. The girl and her boyfriend that were standing in the vestibule walked in and took my place in line. I looked at her and I said, excuse me, you just jumped the line. She said, no, I didn't. And the only thing that could come out of my face was, wow, nice. She wouldn't even look me in the eyes.
Right. No, I had that happen in a line for the San Francisco Giants at Candlestick. You know, people cannot hold, how am I going to say this, sir, disparate cognitive difference in thinkings. You know, they can't entertain two opposing viewpoints in one brain. And I think that the tools, the food, certainly. I'm a big one about nutrition because I lost my son to cancer 2.5 years ago.
Sorry.
26 years old, Mr. Edmuller.
Wow.
No way he should have been that way. But I'm the big nutritionist, and I wanted to, anyway. And I just don't, I think they have had a number done on them, and they don't know. They don't like you. They don't like Mike from Colorado. They don't like me because I will make a joke that's really sarcastic standing in line like that. And so, something like, you know, y'all better hurry up because I think they might be running out of money by the time you get there. And anyway, sir, please keep mentioning that to us. You don't feel so alone.
Look, I want people to understand something. I don't do this to have accolades or people right. pat me on the head to calm me down. This is just me in the normal course of business and life, just like everybody else out there. And the only thing that I'm doing right now, evidently, is verbalizing what everybody has been thinking, but I guess heretofore has not been able to say it. I just did a solid 20-minute nonstop, didn't even take a breath, I don't think, rant.
Yeah.
Because and, I've had enough of this sugar.
I want you to put that in the front CD, sir, please. Put that in the form of a CD so we can buy it. the other thing, sir, and you know, thank you again for that. Okay,
Wait a minute. Stop, Rattlebone. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I am.
Get off the damn thing.
Okay, well, does Twitter come into your vernacular, sir?
Thank you. There we go. See, you made me take a deep breath.
Now I'm holding this SOB in my brain now. My brain's starting to feel like it's rattling like jello.
Well, you've already been here 5 minutes. The cook limit is 6, so you got 60 seconds.
All right, so what the purpose of my call, Mr. Stademiller, was FrontSight. They sent me an opportunity, and it's called FrontSight Constitutional Defense Library of Liberty. It's a 10 DVD, 2 workbooks, 15 hours of entertainment for $99.
Wow.
So I bought it yesterday. And so you know what Dr. Ignacio Piazza did? He put $395 worth of credit into my account at FrontSight to buy what? You can buy ammo bags. You can buy shoes. You can buy pimpin' tactical pants. You can buy hats. You can buy stuff like that. It's unbelievable. Please. My girlfriend bought one. She's trying to come over to the Rockies to me. So she bought one also. She's getting the same thing. And then when it gets too cold. Sorry, I don't hear well on this phone anyway. But
that's okay. I can hear you. That's all that counts.
Oh, okay. So I'm just babbling anyway. But, you know, thank you for this, sir. I called Ribeiro today and I said, I just want to ask all of your listeners, please, please help RBN out too. But you're going to be helping so many other people out too. I mean, it's what a wondrous experience because the Second Amendment, you know, my girlfriend and I were going to go live somewhere internationally. But after about 2 years of, you know, looking around, Thailand, Panama, you know, I said, you know, baby, I feel like I'm a weasel, like I'm a punk. I feel like I'm leaving. At this point, there was my line in the sand, leaving California, et cetera, et cetera.
Amen to that, because what have you heard me say about people that have left this country? Yeah, I understand how bad it is. But then they leave the country, and half the people have been in contact with me since they've done it. Are real snarky about it and real kind of uppity. Well, I was smart enough to get out. Smart enough?
Yeah.
Just when your country needs every man on deck, you're taking great pride on bailing?
Yes.
When we do get this country back with, I mean, who knows what the blood loss is going to be, getting it back if we can. If and when we do, you try to come back into this country, I'm going to be the guy standing there at the port or the airport, and I'm going to put your butt right back out of the country.
Amen. I'll have a shovel there, too, okay?
There you go.
I'll have a shovel there. So the people that have left think that they're going to be easily coming back in here. I have a foreign-born girlfriend. She and her family think they're going to just go right over to the and fly out and go back to their country. I said, you've got to be crazy. You know me. You know what we talk about. And I really felt like I didn't have any cojones or any testimonials, depending on the side of the world you're on, to continue to like Panama, big deal, you know, Panama.
Yeah, okay, I'm starting to understand how you got that name. I've got to cut you loose. I've got other callers I've got to get to, but I appreciate your call. I appreciate you recognizing what's going on out there. And because you were medical personnel, that's why I said, imagine having a little scramble brain day and then some doctor put you on an SSRI. Just
yes,
think about what detached fantasies and dark things you're going to be thinking about then. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I was hoping to give you some verbal Tylenol, sir. Thank you for another wonderful show.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Did you get that clip? Okay. Hold on to that. Let me take Mike in Kentucky first. Hello, Mike.
Ow. It popped real loud in my ear. Hey, anybody on SSRIs, and I had a friend that was on for several years before, and I talked to him for several years, get your serotonin level checked. It's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So it would seem standard of care to check to see if you even had any serotonin to reuptake. She had zero. No detectable level of serotonin.
So what effect would an SSRI have on an RRI? I'll get it out.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I don't think it would have any. And she's got digestive issues. Where's most of the serotonin produced in your body? In the gut. And so, you know, I'll try to get her on probiotics and all this stuff. Another friend was actually committed for a time, and I went to visit him, and the lady doctor walked out, and I said, hey, have you ever checked this person for any gluten intolerance issues, since IgG hormones, you know, and that kind of stuff? And she's like, why do I look like a gastroenterologist? And I'm like, she just walked off, and I'm saying, well, they've shown a lot of people develop gluten intolerance, and it leads to schizophrenic-like conditions, and you won't test anybody, just give them a pill. You know, they don't want to look for what's wrong.
Treat the symptom. That's the pharmacological 21st century way. You got a malady, you got a complaint, you got something that's not quite right? Try this pill. If that doesn't work, come back. I'll give you something else.
I'm sure Rattlebones is all over this nutritional stuff. He sounded like he knew what he was talking about for sure. But, man, the second gut, the second brain is your gut. So you got, you know, I know out west, the Mormons, I think they have one of their words of wisdom is that health in the navel or something, if you follow the words in wisdom. Anyway, it's a basic concept. Your gut is where you get a lot of your gut feelings too. So, but now what I originally called about was a censorship thing, and I've collected all kinds of screenshots of my profile and stuff on Facebook not being other like advertisers. I've had people that were trying to contact me and had to email me and send me screenshots of my own profile with no add friend box, no send message box, and no poke box back when they had the poke box. And so this Christian group does definitely have some legs to stand on, and I think they ought to, social media ought to be shaking in their shoes because this.
You know what? I didn't get around to that story yesterday, and thank you for reminding me that. Finally, some Christians out there, I don't know where they went. They went on a very long break, a hiatus. A number of god-awful things that are going on, and all I'm hearing is crickets. Finally, in mass, they came forth about Facebook and said, you know what, we're 60 million strong.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing with it for 8 years. I've collected evidence for 8 years, also of Google suppression. There was a couple in Britain that took them like 9 years to get all the way through the European Union court, and they won something like 1.5 billion euros because Google was suppressing their business and search results.
Mike, did you have an opportunity to watch the CEO for Google?
No.
And oh, God, go online and look at this thing. It's up there in its entirety and all of its splendor. The CEO of Google sitting there lying through his teeth about everything. I mean, it's amazing. Since you've been tracking and tracing this stuff, and especially yourself, go up there and listen to this guy, and you'll find yourself about every 10 to 20 seconds thinking to yourself, lie. Oh, there's another one.
We're in the fourth. I'm going to say this is the Fourth Reich technocracy. What was Joseph Goebbels' great thing that he said? It is the absolute right of the state to control the formation of public opinion. And if you think that it's not being controlled, boy, have I got some I got some.
I don't think Eric Gerwels can be attributed the origination of that. That's a pretty old philosophy. It's called government policy and convincing its people, whether we're in modern day America or ancient Rome.
They probably reinvented the concept for sure. And of course, think about it. What did they do in the 1930s? They handed out free radios. What did Hare Hussein do for his 8 years? I got me Obama phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, handed out free radios. They were just 21st century versions of the stuff that the propaganda ministry of the Third Reich handed out.
You know, I just wish that there was an unfettered pipeline that was operating 24/7 that you could shout into this thing and Donald Trump could hear it in the White House and the people in Congress could hear about it. One after another, millions of people screaming at the top of their lungs. Have you all lost your mind? You're all
shadow
fired.
Shadow banning goes across many, many platforms in the stacknocracy. I've collected evidence of it. I'll let you go.
Thanks. I appreciate your call. John and Art, you're up next. Stay tuned.
Association, nor the American Bar Association, were established to benefit the American people. Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey! If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight.
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
To this day, and I've seen that movie 50 times. Oh, a little break with some laughter. God almighty. Who's up next here? John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John, too. Have you ever tried CBD oil?
For what?
Well, we have carbinoids, receptors in the body.
Yeah.
And as we get older, they shut down. And it's something that is beneficial. I have an ointment. I rubbed on my I had fractured wrist, and the pain went away.
Okay, John, I appreciate you trying to heal me, but what's the ailment, and why should I be taking CBD oil?
Oh no! If you vape it, you can.
If I shoved it up my butt, why are you suggesting I do CBD?
Because I caught. It sounded like you were. I didn't catch the whole first half hour, so I missed something, I guess. But it was just a thought I threw out there. But I wanted to find out.
I don't need fixed. It's the world that needs fixed. I'm just simply reacting to it.
No, I agree. I'm on the same train. Hopefully we're going to the right place. But are you going to be gone for a couple of weeks?
Not a couple of weeks. I'll be gone, a week? 8 days, something like that?
Well, have you scheduled all your days off with the guests already?
You mean guest speakers?
Yeah, or just...
No, I have not.
Well, because this thing with Israel keeps coming up, and your exposure after the first bailout back in 2009 about the Israel and the Rothschilds and the whole scam was great. It went on for almost a week, and the replay of that would probably be a good thing for people to hear again, because it really covered a lot.
That was how many episodes, Mike?
It was five.
Five?
Bob Chapman was on Tuesday, but you went from Monday to Friday, and then you finished it up on the following Monday. That was the end of January and the first Monday in February. It was great because you did the whole Rothschild. You brought it all the way up to today. You gave the history of...
I might do that. I don't know what I'm going to do, John.
Well, then you also read the Balfour Declaration once, right in the same time frame, somewhere around there. And the Balfour Declaration is where the Rothschild made a deal with the Ashkenazis.
Yep.
To go raise heck in Germany, and then he said, "Well, I'll give you Israel," because he was a landowner in that area, and that's how they got that land. It wasn't the UN that gave it to him; it was the deal that the Rothschilds made with them.
Well, it wasn't the UN's to give, but it was England and the United Nations that were in on trying to find the poor Zionist a brand new home. Whether it was Rothschild's property or not, well, that just makes more sense. But no, there was a lot of people in on that deal. Even Adolf Hitler, to one degree or another, was responsible with getting the Jews out of Germany and setting them up in Israel. Most people don't know that.
Well, the Balfour Declaration explains a lot of that, and the flag of Israel is the Rothschild flag, too.
All right, John, I gotta go. Thanks for your call.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customer: "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.